As I am falling, I think of her. I think of the dream of her that I have sometimes. I see her face, frozen in time and as beautiful as ever, turning away. I see the locks of her hair leave blazing red trails as the distance between us widens. I see my hand reaching out, hoping to grasp a wisp of these red trails. I see them turning into ash between my fingers. No softness, no sweet smell, just the fire and ash and the space that now separates us. And the sky and the ocean are an indistinguishable shade of blue now. I am at the center of an ever-shrinking sphere, it seems. I am still falling, and I think of her. She is the reason that I am not afraid. As the heavens and the earth combine all around me, all I can focus on is that we will be together soon.
Together soon.
If we continue it all. Now all I can do is wish that it does, and that if it does,
it will be with her.
My arms and legs are numb. Every breath I draw into myself is like the final tick of a clock winding down. My eyes are heavy, and my ears are numbed to the sound of this world, leaving me in the odd. I am almost finished falling, and I think of her. She and I, at the end, we knew it did not matter. We chose to continue right into the hour of my first twilight. I remember long, tortured nights, how we would justify it all. How that even though in our hearts we knew better, that the consequence of this would be the judgment upon both our souls. I think now of our last moment together, as she closed her eyes for the final time, and when she was still, all I could think of was that we would one day be together once more. As I finish falling, I think of her.
I think of her.